This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got a new report from the National League of Cities today about the financial situation of those cities. Suffice it to say, not great. Broadly speaking, all major sources of tax revenues are down, and 90% of the cities surveyed said next year's financial situation is looking even worse. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more now on what's at stake at the local level.
The kind of services that cities fund are services that people deal with every day.
Police, fire, garbage, road paving, water and sewer.
John Cranley is the mayor of Cincinnati. His city relies heavily on income tax revenue, which has fallen with unemployment spiking. Cranley says the city's had to borrow more to avoid layoffs in those services. It's taking other measures, too.
We're not replacing retirees to avoid layoffs. And just over time, that diminishes the quality and the quantity of the service.
Cities also rely on sales tax revenue, and consumers have been spending less. Christiana McFarland with the National League of Cities is the report's co-author. She says property tax revenue is likely to drop too, but that drop-off likely won't be felt until next year. As a result, cities are anticipating more cuts.
Particularly when it comes to their municipal workforce, additional services, pulling back on capital and infrastructure projects. And these are all things that have broader effects on the national economy and economic recovery.
And when big projects are cut back or delayed, it means people won't have services or infrastructure they need over a longer stretch of time, says Tracy Gordon at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
It makes perfect sense to not build a new bridge in the middle of a recession, like to, you know, hold back on that. But if you hold back on that year after year, you don't have that bridge.
And that affects a lot of people. A report last year from the University of Michigan found that 84% of the U.S. population lives in urban areas. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.